Good morning. I failed to introduce one of our new seminarians, Hong, who is serving today. He and Lenine in the first pew actually are starting English classes today at UNO. So best wishes to both of you, and thanks for your commitment to the Archdiocese. Teach me your ways, O Lord. It was not a test, but the scribe is asking Jesus very clearly a question. He answers it precisely and with clarity. We hear in our first reading today that St. Paul is in jail for believing very clearly on what the resurrection means. And that's why he writes to Timothy, who's being prepared to be a leader in the church, be eager to present yourself as acceptable, imparting the word of truth without deviation. Why do we honor the Blessed Mother? What is the Eucharist? Why can only men be priests? What is the definition of marriage? Maybe in the pastoral circumstances that you and I find ourselves in, do we deviate from what the truth is? Because those pastoral circumstances are very real. Paul, who is suffering for believing a central element of what it is that we believe, the resurrection of Jesus, lands him, as he says, like a criminal for being faithful. Reaching back to Psalm 25 as we do in this Mass this morning, teach me your ways, O Lord. Because the ways that we find ourselves in often are in contradiction to what it is that we believe. My friends, as you and I live out our vocations with our family members and friends, with whatever ministries we might be having in the church, the Eucharist, of course, is feeding that spiritual life given to us at baptism. I presume all of us have been confirmed, and that spirit that's been given to us and those many gifts. And the tensions that we find ourselves in are very real. And may the Lord give us the strength, as St. Paul says to Timothy, to not deviate from what the Lord has given to us.